Artist Lindsay Fryman's figures are shaped by her experience as the mother of two young sons, one who has autism, as well as her life as a farmer near Lexington, Kentucky. I'm looking forward to hearing about her process and her thoughts, which result in the emotional and provocative work currently on display at Marta Hewitt Gallery. This is Lindsay's first solo show, and it's entitled Unspoken. And it's my pleasure to welcome to Around Cincinnati, Lindsay Fryman.
Hello. It's nice
to have you here. And also Marta Hewitt. Now, Marta opened one of the first galleries on Main Street in 1990 and organized the first Final Friday. The gallery is now in the Pendleton Center Annex. And welcome, Marta, back to Around Cincinnati.
Good to be here, Robin.
Yeah. Lindsay, let's start with you. Can you tell us about your journey as an artist, how that all started, and what drew you to ceramics, clay, why that works best to interpret what you have inside?
I thought I was going to be a painter. When I started school, I thought I was a painter. I went into classes thinking I don't need to worry about anything else except for the painting classes I'll be taking. And then I got into some clay classes, and I had never touched clay in my life. And we were making pinch pots, and I just loved the way the clay moved in my hands. I liked the reaction to adding water and taking water out of the clay and everything that happened within the process of making pieces. I was in love with it. It was fully hands-on, which is something I really craved in making art. Making work about autism, though, that really took a long time to get it to come out. It took 4 years for me to finally start making work that probably had that concept rooted into it.
Marta, when you first saw Lindsay's work, because she had some pieces in a show a couple years ago with you.
Correct.
But what was your reaction?
I saw the first piece of Lindsay's back in 2011. There was a group show at a wonderful gallery space here in Cincinnati called Manifest, who does juried exhibitions. There was a piece of Lindsay's, I believe the title was called All's Not Lost, and it was in the middle of the gallery, this figure with the most beautiful expression on its face, and these extraordinary feathers coming out of the top of the head, and I just could not stop looking at it. And I walked away, and I came back and asked the director of the gallery about Lindsay, and they were kind enough to give me her information. So I called her, and we did a studio visit at her studio down at Eastern Kentucky University. Had a long conversation. Both of us were excited about showing the work in the gallery. And so the piece that I had seen originally came to my gallery and sold very quickly in a group show that we had and got just a great response. So we've just kind of been working our way from there. Lindsay's work has been in a couple other shows at the gallery, and I really felt it was time at this point to introduce her work in her first solo exhibit. It was really time to do that.
Were you still in school when the piece was in Manifest?
I had just graduated. The show was Rite of Passages or Rites of Passages, and it was a show that was more so for students who were just getting ready to graduate or who have graduated from their university programs. I think it was both undergraduate and graduate.
Let's talk a little bit about what all is behind the work that you're doing. You have a really wonderful statement that I think as a mother and a young mother is quite profound. Children challenge me to see through a new perspective, one that leaves behind the preconceived expectations about motherhood and childhood. Can we talk a little bit about that and how it informs your work?
The art I make is a consequence of my experience being a mother and raising two children. And being a mother to a child who has autism involves a lot of observation. We observe what triggers their STEM behaviors, what foods they eat that trigger their behavior differences, and we're constantly looking to protect them. We're observing, making sure that nobody is picking on them or making sure that they're getting the right education or getting the right assistance while they're getting their educations. There's a lot of observation that goes into that, and that's kind of what art is when you're making art. You observe what you're making, and you're trying to put all the details you can into a piece so that way your concept is fully rounded. For many years, my son had no way of speaking, no way of communicating. The piece All's Not Lost was actually part of a larger group of work that dealt with that as an aspect as far as not being able to communicate with my son the frustrations that both of us probably went through. I rarely saw fear in his face. I never saw anger. And then every once in a while, you see a glimpse of happiness. And that's what the piece All Is Not Lost was about. It was realizing that somewhere in that fog of autism, there he was, and he was smiling at me. My more recent work does focus a little bit more about the relationships of siblings and the relationships that children have with their mother, and then other relationships that you have to expect your child's going to go out and experience in the world. And letting go, being able to let go of your child so they can go learn and grow, because that's the right way to do it, in my opinion.
You have some interesting butterflies or feathers, as Marta mentioned, and also pieces that look like they're coming right out of the ground. So how did all that come together?
I wanted the pieces to look like something that you probably would have read about in a Grimm's fairy tale. And from the very beginning, I wanted them to feel like something you'd found in a forest that lived there and you just discovered it, something that you wouldn't expect to find. And that kind of ties in with the concept of finding something beneath the surface or finding something you didn't expect and really stopping and looking and realizing that it's something wonderful, something that maybe you overlooked or thought was insignificant, but in actuality is something we've taken for granted. It's precious.
How do children react to your work? Have you had an opportunity?
I have, actually.
Not so much your children even, but others.
I got two opportunities, and they were two totally different experiences, two totally different schools, different age groups. I went to my son's school, and I spoke with their kids, and I did a pinch pot demonstration with them, and we played with the clay, and they got to see a few pieces, and they just were in love with playing with the clay, and that was fabulous because kids don't always get to play with clay. I didn't touch clay until I was in my 20s, so it was really cool to share that with them. And then I went to another school, and it was the younger kids had a hard time processing what I had in front of them and what I was talking about. But it was the fifth grade, almost the middle school kids that were quiet, and they were watching and listening, and they really got into it, and they asked some very intelligent questions that really thrilling to see and hear. Mm-hmm. That's the reaction from kids at this point in life.
Marta, I want to get back to you because the show is also tied to a local organization, Starfire, which does some really unique work with individuals with different types of disabilities and folks without.
Lindsay and I had planned this exhibition and we're talking about it. And I have a good friend, Radha Lakshmi, who is an artist who does lots of workshops and leadership programs here in town. And she is a teacher at Starfire. And I was talking to her about Lindsay's work. And she started talking to me about her students who she's been working with and the paintings that they were creating, what they were doing in her class. And so during that conversation, I said to Radha that it would be a wonderful opportunity to show these collaborative paintings at the same time while Lindsay's work was on exhibit as well. That conversation began and I went to Starfire and visited the art studio and watched the students. And these are three paintings that are created collaboratively by the freshman, the senior, and the out and about students that are part of Starfire. Got a chance to see everyone working on their painting, which was a lot of fun. Talked to them about what they were doing. And we actually have just brought the paintings into the gallery. So they're all very excited. All three groups have visited the gallery and gotten to see where their painting is going to be displayed and exhibited, and are really looking forward to the opening and coming to see the work and see Lindsay's work. And just has been a really fun experience. They're so enthusiastic about making work and what they see in the gallery. And it's just been, again, a great experience for me. So I'm looking forward to it.
And I understand that three paintings are available, as all the artwork is available for sale. But the three paintings by the Starfire students, then the proceeds will be donated to a foundation that will continue to help the and support the art studio there.
The funds from the purchase of those paintings will go to the foundation Leadership Through the Arts, and those monies will then be used strictly for purchasing art materials for Starfire studio.
The show is currently up, opened on March 28th. And the work is up through April, and April happens to be National Autism Awareness Month. So there is an opportunity there for the messages through your work and the hope and joy of being a parent and your experience with your son can be experienced all the way through May 25th when the show ultimately closes. The name of the show is Unspoken, and it's recent ceramic sculpture by Lindsay Fryman. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
And also Marta Hewitt, whose gallery at 1310 Pendleton Street is the location where you can see Lindsay's work, like I said, through May 25th. For more information about location, to see images of her work, and to read more about the artist, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.